Hello, I'm Isabel Basilalupo, and this is Almost 40. Mm-hmm. 2019 was such an amazing year for different things. I got engaged, and that was amazing. But I also found out I had cancer. During the spring of 2019, I got diagnosed. And during the fall of 2019, I had my surgery and subsequently radiation. But I'm proud to say that since 2020, I've been cancer-free. It's been 2 years, and I was reviewing the post on my blog, and I found one that talked about it. The only one that I wrote that talked about a little bit of my journey. So I will share it with you guys. I hope you like it. Here it is. That's all. What a lovely Haitian accent, I thought as the technician tried to find my vein. Have you had anything to drink today? She asked. To drink? It's a little early for happy hour, I thought. Oh, you mean water, I replied. Yes, she said and added, I'm having a hard time finding your vein. Oh, I had a bit of coconut flavored water, I said. She didn't reply. Truth is, I'm very bad at drinking water. I try to be healthy, a vegan wannabe, but I don't exercise and I hate drinking water. Coconut flavor infused water didn't seem to impress her. Backtrack some weeks before. When I received the news, I asked my doctor if this was the result of too much sugar in my diet. I guess she noticed a bit of guilt in my tone and reassured me it was not my fault. She said 1 in every 8 women are diagnosed with cancer. You have done nothing wrong. But I can't help it. The Catholic in me wants to beat out my chest and say, por mi culpa, por mi gran culpa. I have sinned through my own fault, as I repeated Sundays at church when I was little. So now I lay face down, with my breast hanging down in front of a machine, ready to swallow me whole. The kind that has been declared demonic by some. And maybe they're correct. Or else why would there be so many red warning signs at the door? Caution, danger. This sophisticated machine that claims would help cure me could also harm me. The technician didn't mention anything about that. Why would she? We have all sorts of machines now everywhere placed and designed for our own good. Even at airports. No disclaimers needed here, I guess. She gives me earplugs as I lay nervously. The last thing I'll put on you are headphones. It will get loud, she says. She hooks me to the IV and off she rolls me inside the monster machine. Headphones on and a little pump inside my fist in case of an emergency, all in place. She was right about her only disclaimer. It was loud in there. But I could hear at times the music through the headphones. 80s songs were playing. Fits me perfect since I'm a proud 80s girl. In between the loud noises that sounded as if I was strapped in the belly of a moving plane, I heard Phil's voice. Phil Collins, that is, and that song from Genesis from the 80s, that's all. And the lyrics went something like this. I could leave, but I won't go. It'd be easier, I know. I can't feel a thing from my head down to my toes. It made me laugh. It was exactly how I felt. Inside the monster who was ingesting me by loud pieces, Phil was with me, as he did so many times when I was a teen. Getting over heartaches with his songs, dancing at them at parties, or just listening to them on the radio. And so I got distracted, seeing my life in chapters like a book, realizing how much I wanted to create more chapters and more stories to tell. Even the ones I'd rather not talk about. Like this one. Because there is no more to life but our stories. And that's all.
If you like this episode and podcast, please leave a review and don't forget to share it with friends and family.
Thank you, Giacomo, for this song. This is Lover's Rock by Giacomo. You can find him at all music media platforms.
Please follow us at Almost 40 Podcast on Instagram.
That's all for today. See you every first Thursday of every month at Almost 40. Thank you for listening.